Well, Ricky, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I've spoken to a few people recently that have virtually it's their last day. You've got a bit longer to go here
Yes,
with the Bloomfield Group.
I finish. I'll go on long service in August, and I'll finish that in December.
Yeah. So that Christmas, sees 28 years with the company.
28 years. Yeah. Started in 95, and it's been a good industry to me, and I've got no regrets at all. About going to the mining industry. But
so how did Bloomfield come onto your radar?
Well, was up there, and Rio Tinto was just about to take over, and I was travelling with a guy, Mark Rich. He lived up the road, and he worked up there, and he'd been in the mining industry for a bit longer than me. And actually, his father worked here, and he did a lot of the rail loops and that when he was a child, like 15 and that, teenager and that. His father taught him all the machinery and that. So he used to work on the rail loop and everything down here at Bloomfield.
Yeah.
And I'd said to him one day, I said, I think I'm going to try it down Bloomfield, and I said, there's a job coming up. And he said, yeah, go for it, He said, it's a good place. He said, the gear's not as good as what you used to up here, but he said, you'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
And anyway, I...
Did he tell you any more about it than that, or just basically it was a good place to work?
Only what he had done in his younger years.
Yeah, so he gave you a bit of history.
Yeah, just a little bit about it. And, I put in for it, and I come down that interview with Reg, and actually Brett Lewis was... he was in there in the interview too. Then he was only young. And he said, yeah, you can have the job. So I started, and it was just before Christmas, actually, '95. And and I haven't looked back. And, I still remember walking in over there at the open cut. It was so different to Thorley, because it was always, how'd you get a job up here, Like, who do you know to get the job? And at Thorley, and they didn't shake your hand much or anything. And as soon as you walk in down here, they were coming up, shaking your hand, and I'm such and such, And you just felt, and that's what they said, you're part of the family now, and that's how you felt.
Yeah.
You just felt like this big family, and just everyone had a bit of a muck around with each other, and a bit of banter and whatnot. And that's been... so good, as a place to work in. Everyone that come here, there's not too many fellas that have left. And they utilise your skills wherever it was needed down here, You didn't know what you're doing from one thing to another, So
did that suit you, though? Because you had a pretty broad skill,
Good, Variety's always good, so you don't get stuck in the one thing. But we were on night shift a lot down here, so we were probably more on the trucks. But if we work back, we'd probably be on a dozer, we could be on the scraper or anything, whatever needed doing, to sort of keep the business flowing and whatnot. So
and you did you do a stint at Rix's Creek?
Yeah, did
so
a stint up
when,
there.
When did that happen?
I went up there in 98, I think it was.
Yeah.
And the Reg come to us and said, he'd been, we'd heard rumour mills that, the water's beating us here, like Bloomfield's going to close, you can't pump water out anywhere and it's going to close. And we're taking the drag lines up to Rix's Creek and that, and he said, you're only young, and I was in my 30s then. And he said, you're only young, he said, yeah, that's the future up there,
And Ricky, the decision to retire, was it a no-brainer? What was the rationale there?
Oh, it was just a lot of my mates, I lost a few mates in that to cancer whatnot, in their 50s and early 60s. And my wife and I sat down and talked about it a bit, and we said, well, we don't want to be too late in life, and because my grandchildren, they're in the sunny coast up Caloundra.
Yeah.
So we sort of backwards and forwards a bit there, and And we just said, well, how about we do things while we've still got our health and do that, you know. Like a few people that come up to us, I go to a funeral and they say, oh, look, it's good on the other side, you know. And yeah, go and enjoy it.
Yeah, so I guess it's been 28 years well spent from the sounds of it. You sort
It
of,
is. It
yeah.
has. Yeah. No. For like, and it's really credit to the company, you know, like right from down the Cairns and John to come in and, you know, like to take it all over and to keep it going, you know, like it's been a really, really interesting journey, you know.
Well, it's been great to
Oh
hear a
yeah.
bit of that journey. It's
Yeah.
been a journey well traveled, obviously, and
Oh, it has,
a good time had. Good on you.
yeah.
Thanks, Ricky.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks very much.